Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief. Signal over noise for people building with agents, models, and the tools around them. Today is a pragmatic one. The standout story is not a single glittering model launch. It is the scaffolding around agents hardening. Code review controls, harness engineering, encrypted memory, MCP firewalls, and research that asks a wonderfully uncomfortable question. When an agent opens a pull request, why do maintainers still say no? That is where the field feels more grown up this morning. Less magic wand, more workshop bench. And honestly, I rather like the smell of sawdust. The ledger opens with GitHub Copilot code review. GitHub added new configurations and controls for Copilot code review. And while that sounds administrative, it is exactly the sort of administrative detail that separates a demo from production practice. Teams do not just need an AI reviewer. They need rules about where it runs, what it is allowed to block, how it fits into branch protection, and how much trust to assign to a generated comment. My read, code review is becoming one of the first serious battlegrounds for agent governance, because it sits directly between automation and the quality gate. Hugging Face added a useful companion signal with Surge, a GitHub native AI code review project. The interesting bit is not merely that another tool can comment on a pull request. It is that review agents are being packaged as repository workflows. That means identity, permissions, events, diffs, and audit trails matter as much as the model. If the last wave was, ask a model about your code, this wave is, wire the model into the place where code decisions are already made. There is also a model availability update worth noting. GitHub made Claude Fable 5 generally available in Copilot. The model release itself was already in the recent ledger, so the fresh part is distribution. Builders often treat model launches as the headline, but availability inside a mainstream developer surface is when behavior actually reaches teams. A model can be impressive in isolation. It becomes consequential when it sits inside the daily loop of writing, reviewing, and shipping. The frontier model lane is comparatively quiet today, so I'm going to treat it honestly as a quiet lane and backfill with capability signals rather than pretend there was a clean flagship launch. The first is ServiceNow AI's Hugging Face write-up on whether voice agents can handle bilingual customers. It benchmarks frontier speech recognition on code-switched conversations, which is much closer to real support calls than tidy monolingual test sets. For voice agents, the hard part is not just recognizing words. It is surviving accents, interruptions, language switches, names, products, and domain terms without quietly derailing the workflow. The second model lane signal is deployability. Freshly updated Hugging Face model cards around coding-oriented and quantized variants, including KimiK 2.7 code and a Minimax M3 MXFP4 build, are not the kind of release that should dominate a show. But they do matter. The model ecosystem is still compressing capability into forms that can be run, tested, and swapped by builders without waiting for a single vendor surface. My take. The practical model story is not only who has the best frontier benchmark, it is who can give teams a model that fits the latency, cost, privacy, and hardware envelope of a real agent loop. The tooling lane has the strongest theme of the day, harnesses. Adi Osmani published an essay on loop engineering, and the phrase is useful. A coding agent is not just prompted once, it runs in loops, plan, edit, test, observe, recover, ask, and try again. The quality of that loop determines the quality of the work. Bad loop design produces expensive confidence theatre. Good loop design gives the agent fast feedback, narrow context, clear stopping rules, and enough instrumentation to make failure legible. Martin Fowler's article on harness engineering for coding agent users lands in the same territory. The argument is that serious agent use needs a harness, tests, fixtures, sample tasks, validation scripts, review protocols, and boundaries. That may sound unromantic. It is also the difference between a clever assistant and an engineering system. The more autonomy an agent has, the more the surrounding harness has to become explicit. Otherwise, the human becomes the harness, and that does not scale particularly well. MCP security also keeps surfacing. Sentinel MCP appeared as an open-source firewall for agents using MCP. The important pattern is inspection around tool calls. MCP made it easier for models to reach tools. Now the ecosystem is building the layer that asks, should this specific call happen with these arguments in this context? That question is going to matter more as agents move from read-only helpers to systems that can write files, spend money, change infrastructure, or touch customer data. For trending repositories, the first shelf marker is Cortex, described on Hacker News as local first encrypted memory for AI agents with MCP support. Memory is one of those features that sounds simple until you ask where it lives, who can read it, whether it can be exported, and how a user revokes it. A local first encrypted design is attractive because persistent agents need continuity, but continuity without privacy controls is just a very polite liability. The second repo is Paka, a lightweight Jira alternative for human AI collaboration. The premise is telling. We are no longer only adapting agents to existing project management tools. New tools are being built around the assumption that humans and agents will share work queues. That means issues may need richer context, machine-readable acceptance criteria, clearer ownership transitions, and better distinction between human decisions and agent-executed chores. The third is Sentinel MCP, which belongs in both tooling and trending because it reflects a live demand. People want agents to use tools, but they also want a choke point. Expect more of this. The agent stack increasingly looks like a tiny operating environment. Memory, tools, policy, identity, logging, and review. Firewalls for tool calls are an obvious consequence of that shape. The research lane reinforces the same operational turn. Understanding the rejection of fixes, generated by agentic pull requests, studies why fixes proposed by AI coding agents get rejected. That is a better question than asking only whether an agent can produce a plausible patch. Maintainers reject changes for subtle reasons. Incomplete tests, wrong abstraction, risky side effects, style mismatch, brittle assumptions, or simply failing to address the real bug. If coding agent evaluation does not measure acceptance and maintenance outcomes, it risks optimizing for patches that look right just long enough to waste someone's afternoon. Toward Instructions as Code looks at the role of instruction files in agentic pull requests. This is fascinating because instruction files are becoming a new engineering artifact. They are not quite documentation, not quite configuration, and not quite tests. They are guidance that changes how an agent behaves in a repository. If they become standard, teams will need to review them with the same seriousness as build scripts or CI config, because a vague or stale instruction file can quietly shape every generated change. Then there is Evo Arena, which focuses on memory evolution for robust LLM agents in dynamic environments. Static benchmarks are tidy. Deployed environments are not. Files change, goals shift, user preferences evolve, tools break, and old memories become misleading. The hard problem is not merely storing memory, it is updating it, compressing it, correcting it, and knowing when not to trust it. For persistent agents, memory quality is safety, reliability, and product experience all at once. A few quick hits before we close. Hacker News spent attention on Shepherd's Dog, described as a game by a dangerous model. The specifics are less important than the cultural signal. Developers are still trying to understand model behavior through artifacts, play, and stories, not only benchmarks. That matters because trust is built from experience as well as numbers. Packers show HN Thread also suggests that AI collaboration is moving into project management primitives. Watch this area. The interface for agents may not be only chat or IDE panes. It may be the issue, the task, the pull request, and the run log. And the ServiceNow code switching benchmark is a reminder that voice agents have a real-world messiness problem. A voice workflow that works in a clean demo can fail in multilingual support, noisy environments, or domain-heavy conversations. The next serious voice agent products will be judged by how gracefully they handle that mess. So the shape of the day is clear. Agent builders are moving from capability chasing to control design. The useful questions are less. Can the model do it once? And more. Can the system make it repeatable, observable, reversible, and safe enough to trust? Code review needs policy. Agent memory needs boundaries. Tool use needs guardrails. Evaluation needs maintainer reality, not just benchmark applause. That is a sturdier, less glamorous, more important phase. Build the harness, then let the agent run. I will be back with the next shelf of Signal tomorrow.